Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome and good morning to the Million Dollar Idea Network radio show on blogtalkradio.com/Million Dollar Idea Network. My name is Charlie Childs Jr. and it's my job to give you one thing to think about, changing to the positive, something in your spirit, your soul, and your body. All that is important to get across the finish line. I'm also going to talk about some of the tools and habits you need for success in business, family, and faith. And today we're going to do a little rewind. We'll be talking about the strangest secret of Mr. Earl Nightingale. It's one of the things we talk about a lot here on our show, and you may not even be aware of it because it's been engrafted in what we do here today. So we're going to go back to the basics, and we do this every so often just to make sure everybody understands our thought process, where we're coming from, and understanding that success does have a formula, and it is what you think is what you'll become. Today, here on the Million Dollar Idea Network.
Thank you.
Welcome back to the Million Dollar Idea Network Radio Show. And we're talking about what we always talk about here, is getting you across the finish line, getting you to the top of the mountain. And we're going to talk about some of the things you need to do in that process. And today it is The Strangest Secret by Mr. Earl Nightingale. The Strangest Secret is not so strange. It's been around for over 50 years. So it has stood the test of time. Mr. Earl Nightingale was the innovator, the co-creator, the founder of what we know as business coaching, business management, and sales improvement for yourself and your sales force. And he talks about some very critical things which are based both in reality and science and the Bible. And he talks about that in a way that we can all understand it. Some of his language is a little bit dated, but understand this, is that the same information can be applied to every one of you right now. He also encouraged you to have this, to have your children listen to this, because the sooner they realize this information, the sooner they understand that this is part of how life works for their success, they too will be successful also. Again, we'll take a brief break. You're listening to the Million Dollar Idea Network Radio Show. And coming up next week, we'll be in our month of May. Month of May is finance month. We're going to talk about income streams and businesses that you can participate in to, in order to get to the next level, in order to finance your situation. You may not have the cash that you need right now for your business, but know this, there are individuals out there, there are resources out there that can help you with your idea, or if not, get you on a path to create some income so you can get to your idea. All that's coming up in the month of May. We have individuals both on our interviews and our endorsements, and also next month is Radio Station Month. So we're very excited about that. We're going to have our official opening announced on Friday. When we did, we actually opened up the radio station, and we're very excited about this. MDIN Radio, and we'll be coming to you live from the great state of North Carolina, and we'll have a full station. That means we'll be talking to interviews and commercials and formats for different music. We're going to have a great amount of music available to us, official license through to the radio station, so we're very excited about that. Also, we'll have some special DJs and guests to give you some perspective both on music, time, and today. And very excited about that. Also, I just want to say thank you to those who've been along for the ride. I just want to say thank you for your support. Thank you for distributing the links that we have. And also soon we'll have additional, our app will be out in May also. Very excited about that. Also, we'll be announcing our, we're supposed to do it yesterday, but we'll be announcing our two new announcements will be coming out Friday in addition to our time for our new radio show. One is going to be our technology partner, and the second one is going to be we have a new business partner we're very excited about. I'm going to put that information out there so everyone can benefit and be excited and go forward to the next level. Because we're supposed to go from glory to glory to glory, and that's the only way to do it in His name.
Listen to my daddy on the Million Dollar Idea Network.
Success is not doing the right thing, and it definitely isn't doing the right thing the first time. Success is having the courage to move in the direction of your dreams, move in the direction that your heart is taking you. That is what success is.
Pain is temporary. It may last for a minute, or an hour, or a day, or even a year. But eventually, it will subside.
Because whatever discomfort you experience, whatever challenges or difficulty that it is, got to go up in there and wrestle with it. Will it be easy? No. Will it be challenging? Yes.
The world ain't all sunshine and rainbows. It's a very mean and nasty place, and I don't care how tough you are, it will beat you to your knees and keep you there permanently if you let it.
That most of you say you want to be successful, but you don't want it bad. You just kind of want it. Sleep is for those people who are broke. I don't sleep. Said I got an opportunity to make a dream become a reality.
Fear is not real.
and do it anyway.
Welcome back to the Million Dollar Idea Network. Today we're listening to Mr. Earl Nightingale. Again, we're talking about Mr. Earl Nightingale. We're talking about being intentional in your thought process. And just a quick background for what we always talk about here. You are a total being. What is your total being? You are a spirit with a soul that lives in a body. And understand that you have to be intentional about feeding those parts, not only for yourself, the ones that you lead, govern, and guide also, your children, your family, all exhibit the same traits of having a spirit, a soul, slash your mind, and or your body. So being intentional is the way to go, because what happens is that when you're not intentional, you start falling into stuff, you start hearing stuff, you start listening to stuff that you're not supposed to become the best you. It also includes people. You have to be intentional about the people around you. You have to put people that are like-minded around you. If they're not like-minded around you, you need to have to convert. You either convert or they convert. One or the other is going to happen. But if you want to be successful, they also need to exhibit those same traits. Moving forward, uplifting in a positive manner, and understanding that it doesn't matter what it looks like, it's what the Lord says about it. Again, we want to take a brief break, and then coming up, we'll have Mr. Earl Nightingale here on the Million Dollar Idea Network.
I'd like to tell you about the strangest secret in the world. Some years ago, the late Nobel Prize-winning Dr. Albert Schweitzer was being interviewed in London, and a reporter asked him, "Doctor, what's wrong with men today?" And the great doctor was silent a moment, and then he said, "Men simply don't think." It's about this that I want to talk with you. We live today in a golden age. This is an era that man has looked forward to, dreamed of, and worked toward for thousands of years. But since it's here, we pretty well take it for granted. We in America are particularly fortunate to live in the richest land that ever existed on the face of the earth, a land of abundant opportunity for everyone. But do you know what happens? Well, let's take 100 men who start even at the age of 25. Do you have any idea what will happen to those men by the time they're 65? These 100 men who all start even at the age of 25 believe they're going to be successful. If you asked any one of these men if he wanted to be a success, he'd tell you he did. And you'd notice that he was eager toward life, that there was a certain sparkle to his eye, an erectness to his carriage, and life seemed like a pretty interesting adventure to him. But by the time they're 65, one will be rich. Four will be financially independent. Five will still be working. 54 will be broke. Now think a moment. Out of the 100, only 5 make the grade. Now why do so many fail? What has happened to the sparkle that was there when they were 25? What's become of the dreams, the hopes, the plans? And why is there such a large disparity between what these men intended to do and what they actually accomplished? When we say about 5% achieve success, we have to define success. And here's the best definition I've ever been able to find. Success is the progressive realization of a worthy ideal. If a man is working toward a predetermined goal and knows where he's going, that man is a success. If he's not doing that, he's a failure. Success is the progressive realization of a worthy ideal. Rollo May, the distinguished psychiatrist, wrote a wonderful book called Man's Search for Himself. And in this book, he says, the opposite of courage in our society is not cowardice. It is conformity. And there you have the trouble today. It's conformity, people acting like everyone else without knowing why, without knowing where they're going. Now think of it. In America right now, there are over 18 million people, 65 years of age and older. And most of them are broke. They're dependent on someone else for life's necessities. Now, we learn to read by the time we're 7. We learn to make a living by the time we're 25. Usually by that time, we're not only making a living, we're supporting a family. And yet, by the time we're 65, we haven't learned how to become financially independent in the richest land that has ever been known. Why? We conform. And the trouble is that we're acting like the wrong percentage group, the 95 who don't succeed. Now, why do these people conform? Well, they really don't know. These people believe that their lives are shaped by circumstances, by things that happen to them, by exterior forces. They're outer-directed people. A survey was made one time that covered a lot of men, working men, and these men were asked, why do you work? Why do you get up in the morning? 19 out of 20 had no idea. If you ask them, they'll say, well, everyone goes to work in the morning, and that's the reason they do it, because everyone else is doing it. Now, let's get back to our definition of success. Who succeeds? The only person who succeeds is the person who is progressively realizing a worthy ideal. He's the person who says, I'm going to become this, and then begins to work toward that goal. I'll tell you who the successful people are. A success is the school teacher who's teaching school because that's what he or she wants to do. The success is the woman who's a wife and mother because she wanted to become a wife and mother and is doing a good job of it. The success is the man who runs the corner gas station because that was his dream. That's what he wanted to do. The success is the successful salesman who wants to become a top-notch salesman and grow and build with his organization. A success is anyone who is doing deliberately a predetermined job because that's what he decided to do deliberately. But only 1 out of 20 does that. That's why today there isn't really any competition unless we make it for ourselves. Instead of competing, all we have to do is create. You know, for 20 years, I looked for the key which would determine what would happen to a human being. Was there a key I wanted to know which would make the future a promise that we could foretell to a large extent? Was there a key that would guarantee a person's becoming successful if he only knew about it and knew how to use it? Well, there is such a key, and I've found it. Have you ever wondered why so many men work so hard and honestly without ever achieving anything in particular? And others don't seem to work hard and yet seem to get everything? They seem to have the magic touch. You've heard them say that about someone. Everything he touches turns to gold. And have you ever noticed that a man who becomes successful tends to continue to become successful? And on the other hand, have you noticed how a man who's a failure tends to continue to fail? Well, it's because of goals. Some of us have goals, some don't. People with goals succeed because they know where they're going. It's that simple. Think of a ship leaving a harbor, and think of it with the complete voyage mapped out and planned. The captain and crew know exactly where it's going and how long it'll take. It has a definite goal. Now, 9,999 times out of 10,000, it will get to where it started out to get. Now, let's take another ship, just like the first, only let's not put a crew on it or a captain at the helm. Let's give it no aiming point, no goal, no destination. We just start the engines and let it go. I think you'll agree with me that if it gets out of the harbor at all, it will either sink or wind up on some deserted beach, a derelict. It can't go anyplace because it has no destination and no guidance, and it's the same with a human being. Take the salesman, for example. There's no other person in the world today with the future of a good salesman. Selling is the world's highest paid profession, if we're good at it and if we know where we're going. Every company needs top-notch salesmen, and they reward those men. The sky's the limit for them. But how many can you find? Someone once said the human race is fixed, not to prevent the strong from winning, but to prevent the weak from losing. The American economy today can be likened to a convoy in time of war. The entire economy is slowed down to protect its weakest link, just as the convoy had to go at the speed that would permit its slowest vessel to remain in formation. That's why it's so easy to make a living today. It takes no particular brains or talent to make a living and support a family today. So we have a plateau of so-called security, if that's what a person's looking for. But we do have to decide how high above this plateau we want to aim. Now let's get back to the strangest secret in the world, the story that I wanted to tell you today. Why do men with goals succeed in life and men without them fail? Well, let me tell you something which, if you really understand it, will alter your life immediately. If you understand completely what I'm going to tell you from this moment on, your life will never be the same again. You will suddenly find that good luck just seems to be attracted to you. The things you want just seem to fall in line, and from now on you won't have the problems, the worries, the gnawing lump of anxiety that perhaps you've experienced before. Doubt, fear, well, they'll be things of the past. Here's the key to success and the key to failure. We become what we think about. Now, let me say that again. We become what we think about. Throughout all history, the great wise men and teachers, philosophers and prophets have disagreed with one another on many different things. It's only on this one point that they are in complete and unanimous agreement. Listen to what Marcus Aurelius, the great Roman emperor, said. A man's life is what his thoughts make of it. Disraeli said this, "Everything comes if a man will only wait. I've brought myself by long meditation to the conviction that a human being with a settled purpose must accomplish it, and that nothing can resist a will that will stake even existence for its fulfillment." Ralph Waldo Emerson said this, "A man is what he thinks about all day long." William James said, "The greatest discovery of my generation is that human beings can alter their lives by altering their attitudes of mind." And he also said, "We need only in cold blood act as if the thing in question were real, and it will become infallibly real by growing into such a connection with our life that it will become real. It will become so knit with habit and emotion that our interests in it will be those which characterize belief." And he also said, "If you only care enough for a result, you will almost certainly attain it. If you wish to be rich, you will be rich. If you wish to be learned, you will be learned. If you wish to be good, you will be good. Only you must then really wish these things and wish them exclusively and not wish at the same time 100 other incompatible things just as strongly." In the Bible, you read in Mark 9:23, "If thou canst believe, all things are possible to him that believeth." My old friend Dr. Norman Vincent Peale put it this way, "This is one of the greatest laws in the universe. Fervently do I wish I had discovered it as a very young man. It dawned upon me much later in life, and I found it to be one of the greatest, if not my greatest discovery outside of my relationship to God. The great law, briefly and simply stated, is that if you think in negative terms, you will get negative results. If you think in positive terms, you will achieve positive results." That is the...
Welcome back to the Million Dollar Idea Network Radio Show. I encourage everyone to go ahead and listen to that on their own. We're going to talk about it. But also, in the process, we'll never play the complete recording on our program because we want you to go out there and look it up. Look up Mr. Earl Nightingale and understand that he does have something to say that's valid right now for your life. He has something valid to say that's for your children's life. He has valid something to say for your spouse's life, your uncle's life, your mother's life, your father's life. Because if you are part of the 95ers, and who are the 95ers? Those are people that are moving along, not with any aim and goal in life, not understanding they have a purpose to belong to and to complete, but just existing, doing what everyone else is doing. And what we have to understand is that we are fighting two things. We're fighting ourselves and the world, because the world does not want us to be successful. It wants us to do what everyone else is doing. So you have to be part of that 5% in order to get across the finish line. You have no choice but to be part of the 5% in order to get across the finish line. Because what they offer you the job, which is acting for just over broke, because they never will pay you for what you're worth. I say again, they will never pay you for what you're worth. So you have two decisions. You have the opportunity to settle for bones, or you have the opportunity to settle for steak. Dogs do not like bones. They like steak. They settle for bones. So what are you going to settle for? What are you going to realize after years of what you're doing right now and understand that when you put your – this is an analogy that was given to me years ago by a gentleman I was working at. I did an internship at Central New York Bottling Company. I don't even know if the place still existed. But during the internship, I came across a gentleman. He was a manager. And it was a floor manager. And what they did, they created the bottles of, they created glass bottles of different beverages across the country. And so he said, "You know what? You know, this is, you have this bucket of water, stick your hand in it. And no matter how much you splashed around in it, you know, and but when you once you took your hand out of that bucket of water was still there and was going to continue being that bucket of water, even though you splashed as much as hard as you wanted to and you moved the water to the left, moved the water to the right, but that bucket of water was still there." That's what happens when you work for somebody else. That's what happens when you're not fulfilling the purpose that you're supposed to have. You splash here for a period of time in the world, and the world goes out afterward. You want to be that person, leave that mark that cannot be erased, that legacy that people have to point to for generations and generations. That's where you want to be. But it all starts in your mind. It starts in your spirit. It starts in your body. Don't be that person who gets across the finish line in a financial situation and have to have oxygen to come down the stairs. Don't be that person that gets across the finish line and your mental and mental faculties and has nothing around, no one around, no family to show for it. Don't be that person that is so much in the spirit that they cannot be any worthwhile good here while they're still alive. Now, you're supposed to be led by your spirit, which is connected to the Holy Spirit. And your spirit is supposed to lead your mind / your body, lead your mind / your soul and your body. That is the correct order to be in. If anyone's telling you that there's a different order, they're wrong. And they're trying to lead you into an area they want to control you in, want you to be a failure in. But understand this, that you have a choice to make. You have to be fully convinced that you're supposed to win. But if you're not fully convinced to win, you won't win. And others won't be fully convinced either, because if you don't believe, they won't believe. We want to take a brief break. You're listening to the Million Dollar Idea Network. And we're talking about what we always talk about here, and it's getting across the finish line, getting you to the top of the mountain so you can see what the Lord has brought you through. And in that process, lead someone, guide someone, write a book for someone, write a blog for someone, do a video for someone, have a speech for someone so they can understand they can do the very same thing. We'll be right back. We'll be right back. Welcome back to the Million Dollar Idea Network Radio Show. Here on blogtalkradio.com/the Million Dollar Idea Network. Again, coming up next month, we'll be on a new. We'll still be on Blog Talk Radio, but we'll also have a full time radio station going forward next month. We're going to have our exciting opening date. We're going to have that coming up on Friday. We're also going to have a full schedule that'll be laid out for the month of May. So we're very excited about that. So if you have a tape, cassette, something you'd like to say that's positive and uplifting, and would like to be on the radio, give us a call at 704-879-1354, and I will get back to you, and we'll coordinate something for you so you can be on. So we want everyone to have the opportunity to celebrate. Also, again, I can't thank people enough, even the haters, the people who supported me, the people who came out of the woodwork or came out of nowhere to help, to be helpful, to get through this thing we call life. And I just want to say thank you, even to the haters, the people who didn't want you to get across the finish line, the people who did not want you to win. Yes, those are out, those individuals are out there, but you know that? You know, someone told me one time that the haters, they hate you so much because they want to become you. That's very flattering. So, but understand this. If your haters become, you know, fans, they'll be the biggest fans out there, the biggest supporters out there. So I'm not hating on anybody. I just want to say thank you to everybody because it's the rain and the sun that got me where I'm at right now. And it's the same thing for you. It's the sunshine and rain that's going to get you where you're at. Both the positive and the negative is going to form your body and get the impurities out so you can reflect the gold that is inside you today. And so I encourage anyone going through anything, go through it, continue moving through it. Do not stay in it. Don't wallow in it. Don't stay in it. Don't sleep in it. Don't just keep moving. Because as we all know, it rains. But it has to stop raining sometime, and the sun always comes out. Now, we're going to take a brief break. Again, listen to the Million Dollar Idea Network.
Listen to my daddy on the Million Dollar Idea Network.
Uh-oh. Guess what day it is? Guess what day it is? Huh? Anybody?
Julie, hey, guess what day it is?
Oh, come on, I know you can hear me. Mike, what day is it, Mike? Leslie, guess what today is?
It's hump day.
Woo-hoo!
Ronnie, how happy are folks who save hundreds of dollars switching to Geico?
I'd say happier than a camel on Wednesday.
Hump day!
Get happy, yeah! Get Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
Success is not doing the right thing, and it definitely isn't doing the right thing the first time. Success is having the courage to move in the direction of your dreams, move in the direction that your heart is taking you. That is what success is.
Pain is temporary. It may last for a minute, or an hour, or a day, or even a year. But eventually, it will subside.
Because whatever discomfort you experience, whatever challenges or difficulty that it is, you've got to go up in there and wrestle with it. Will it be easy? No. Will it be challenging? Yes.
The world ain't all sunshine and rainbows. It's a very mean and nasty place, and I don't care how tough you are, it will beat you to your knees and keep you there permanently if you let it.
That most of you say you want to be successful, but you don't want it bad. You just kind of want it. Sleep is for those people who are broke. I don't sleep. Said I got an opportunity to make a dream become a reality.
Not real.
Feel the fear and do it anyway.
Welcome back. Today we're talking about the strangest secret of Mr. Earl Nightingale, and he said some very critical things for you to talk about for your listen. So I highly encourage you to listen to Mr. Earl Nightingale in your off time, off period. I actually suggested that to a person before, and they were very excited when they came back to us and realized what they heard was life-changing, life-altering. It'll be one of the most fantastic 27 minutes you will spend in your life. I can guarantee you that. Now, Mr. Earl Nightingale, the Dean of Personal Development, he talks about the strangest secret again. It is not so secret. It's been around for over 50 years, but need I say there's a lot of people who have not heard about it. He talks about the definition of success. What is our definition of success? Success is the progressive realization of a worthy ideal. If a person is working toward a predetermined goal and knows where to go, then that person is successful. If a person does not know which direction they want to go in life, then that person is a failure. So, you have to make a choice. You have to choose. Therefore, who succeeds? The only person who succeeds is the person who's progressively realizing a worthy ideal. The person who says, I'm going to become this, I'm going to do this, my purpose is this, my destiny is this, and then begins to work toward it. That's why. Have you ever wondered why so many men and women work so hard and honestly without ever achieving anything in particular? That's the same analogy we talked about before, about sticking your hand in a bucket of water. You can splash as much as you want to, but once you pull your hand out that bucket, the water's going to be the same. So that's the example of conformity. You don't want to conform. You want to do what is supposed to be specifically endowed for you to do. So in the first part, that you have to establish a personal goal that you have to go after. Not just a personal goal, but your purpose. We talked about finding what your purpose is. And you can listen to some broadcast before about that. What is your purpose? What is your destiny? How do you find that? Once you find that, you have to understand where you're at right now in reference to your purpose. Where are you in reference to your destiny? What is your center? Do you have the correct center? Are you money centered? Are you work centered? Are you possession centered? Because all that's going to give you is going to seed in your spirit, your soul slash your mind, and your body what you call security, what you call guidance, what you call wisdom, and what you call power in your life. Again, whatever your center is right now will determine what you call security, what you call guidance, what you call wisdom, and what you call power. Now, there's many different centers that you can have, but the correct center is to be one that's focused on your purpose. And generally what happens is that most times it's not about you anymore. It's about completing what has been given to you uniquely. Only you can complete. So you have to establish a goal. Establish how you're going to get there. Now, here are five steps, and I'm going to invite everyone that's listening to join me in the month of May to do this. To do this for 30 days. And we're going to have another Strange Secret special on Monday, and we're going to tell you how we're going to do it, when we're going to do it, and how long to do it. But it's all about giving you the tools and the habits for success. So, here are five steps to help you realize success. Establish a definite goal. Stop running yourself down. If you're running yourself down, you're doing too much. It starts affecting your body, then your body starts affecting your mind, and it goes and it starts affecting your spirit. You have to be intentional about what you do that, when you do what you do. Stop running yourself down. I always use the analogy, if you're doing too much, if you're meeting yourself at the door. You are doing too much if you're meeting yourself at the door. Number three, whatever it is that you pick, whatever it is you want to attain, do not think of all the reasons why you cannot be successful. Instead, think of all the reasons why you can achieve success. Don't let the negativity creep into your mind. If the negativity starts creeping in your mind, you have to counteract. You have to counteract. You have to speak to it, either out loud, audibly, however you want to do it. I used to say audibly. If you say, if you feel that you start having to see all the negative energy starts coming back, and you know, can't do this, but it's too much, it costs too much, you don't have no money, no one's done this before, you tell yourself this: I've been uniquely endowed to achieve the objective the Lord has placed in my life. No one else can do it but me. So whatever I need will come to me when I need it to come to me in order to be successful. Believe it. You have to believe it yourself for it to be coming to fruition. Number four, this is critical. There's so many adults in life who are struggling with this right now. Trace your emotions back to childhood. Discover where you first got the negative idea you would not be successful. And face your fears. Understand, many cases are not going to be easy. If you need to seek counseling in this process, do so. If you need to talk out loud to yourself about this, do so. If you need to write a letter to someone in order to get closure, do so. But trace your emotions back to childhood and discover where you first got the negative idea you would not be successful. And have the courage, you have the courage, to face your fears. Number five, renew your self-image by writing a description of the person you want to become. Renew your self-image. So whatever happened yesterday, doesn't matter. Write down today. Renew your self-image right now by writing a description of the person you want to become. You are that superhero right now. Act the part. You are that person right now. Now, I have a quote here for you. George Bernard Shaw said, "People are always blaming their circumstances for what they are. I do not believe in circumstances. The people who get on in this world are the people who get up and look for the circumstances they want. And if they can't find them, they make them." That's what you have to understand. Wherever you're at right now in life, it doesn't matter. You're going up. Wherever you're at in your life right now, it does not matter. You're going up. Why? Because right now you're being intentional about what you want to feed yourself. This is good food for the mind. This is good food for the spirit. This is good food for the body. Now it stands to reason that a person who is thinking about a concrete and worthwhile goal is going to reach it, because that is what he's thinking about all the time. And we become what we think about. Your mission, your vision, your goal, your destiny. Now you must understand, the men and women have no goal, doesn't know where they're going. Those thoughts must therefore be thoughts of confusion and anxiety. If you don't have a destination, it's just like that ship. You have two ships. One has a captain, and one doesn't have a captain. That one ship is going to steer off into oblivion, be stuck on a beach, because it has no captain. Be the captain, be the general of your army, be the captain of your ship, and be intentional where you want it to go. By being intentional, you can navigate the crazy waters. You can navigate the straits and the harbors and be successful in that process. Now, how do you begin? We're going to take a brief break. We're going to talk about how do you begin, because you are what you think. You are thinking what you're going to become. Be intentional, because if you're not intentional, someone else is going to direct you. Someone else is going to take your time. Someone else is going to take your years. And also, someone else is going to take your money. And what ends up? You end up being part of that 95% that are still working after the age of 65, trying to make ends meet, trying to make it work out. But right now, even if you are 65, you can turn it around and get where you're supposed to be by finding your purpose. And part of that process is listening to The Strangest Secret. Again, we'll take a brief break. We'll be right back. You're listening to the Million Dollar Idea Network on blogtalkradio.com.
Listen, for those of you that are going through, for those of us that are waiting on His promise, understand God has not forgotten you. When times get tough, you got to look up to heaven and encourage yourself and say,
from our studio office. We're very excited about it. We've been mobile the last couple of days. Actually, about a week, just going to different locations, talking about what we always talk about. And made some great connections in that process, being out and about. And we'll be talking about that next month here on the radio station. But today we're talking about the strangest secret. And what is the strangest secret? Strange secret is not so strange. We're going to talk about five steps that will help you realize success. One, establishing a definite goal. Two, stop bringing yourself down. Three, do not think of all the reasons why you cannot be successful. Instead, think of the reasons why you can achieve success. Four, trace your emotions back to childhood and discover where you first got the negative idea. You would not be successful and face your fears. And finally, renewing your self-image by writing a description of the person you want to become and act the part. You are that person right now. We'll also talk about whatever your circumstance is right now. If it's not the circumstances you want, create the circumstance that you need in order to be successful. Now, how do you begin this process? First, it is understanding emotionally as well as intellectually that we literally become what we think about, that we must control our thoughts if we're to control our lives. It's understanding fully that as ye sow, so shall ye reap. So if you sow deceit, you'll receive deceit. If you sow laughter, you'll receive laughter. If you sow hope, you'll receive hope. If you sow negativity, you'll receive negativity. If you sow death instead of life, you will receive that. So as ye sow, so shall ye reap. Second, it's cutting away all the fetters from the mind and permitting it to soar as it was divinely designed to do. Fear is not real. Danger is real. Fear is not real. It's the realization that your limitations are self-imposed, and that could be based on your fears, and that the opportunities for you today are enormous beyond your belief. It's rising above the narrow-minded pettiness and prejudice of he, she said, or he's got that, or she's got that, I want that, or I want this. It's rising above the craziness. It's rising above the 95ers and becoming a 5%er. But you can do it. Now, when we say cutting away the fetters, that means understanding that your mind is limitless. If you can dream it, it can happen. If you can imagine, it can happen. I always tell children all the time, your greatest source of problem resolution and solving is your imagination, your creativity. That's why art is incredible. That's why art is important. It helps facilitate that process of problem solving. Third, is using all your courage to force yourself to think positively on your own problems, to set a definite and clearly defined goal for yourself, and to let loose your marvelous mind to think about your goal from all possible angles, to let your imagination speculate freely upon different possible solutions, and also to refuse to believe that there's any circumstances sufficiently strong enough to defeat you in the accomplishment of your purpose. Also, when you get that unction from the spirit to be here, be there, move to left, move to right, to act promptly and decisively when your course is clear, and to keep constantly aware of the fact that you are at this moment standing in the middle of your own acres of diamonds. Right now, you are standing in your own acres of diamonds. Just reach down, pick up a couple, put it in your pocket. It's all good. It's yours. And fourth, save at least 10% of every dollar you earn. You have to invest in legacy. Now, it doesn't matter what your present job is. It has enormous possibilities if you're willing to pay the price by keeping these 4 points in mind. One, you will become what you think about. Two, remember the word imagination. And let your mind begin to soar. That means cut the TV off, push the videos back, put the phone down. Yes, put the phone down. You don't have to be connected all the time. Sometimes you be connected too much. And what happens? It disrupts the imagination process. It disrupts your ability to dream. So push the games away. Push the phone away. Now it's a tool. But you need to take a break from it every once in a while, on a regular basis, that is. And courageously concentrate on your goal every day. That means you need to look at it every day. And four, save 10% of what you earn. It's not just about building now and having the now, but it's also about building the later and your legacy. And I've heard a couple people say, I'm gonna use it all up so none of my children can have it. So my children don't need to suffer the way I suffer. No, that's not how it works. Because I guarantee you this. Anyone that makes that statement did not get there on their own. They're standing on the shoulders of someone else they may not even know about. The money came from nowhere to get them to whatever they need to try to get to, whether it's a job, a school. So think about that. Your job is to make the next generation easier, but also take the time and effort to impart your morals, your ethics, and your values so they go forward. And then have the support and process so that can be fulfilled. We're not saying that you're supposed to have your children have a cakewalk or silver spoon, but it's always nice to have options. But when you have options, you need to be responsible enough to understand you have to teach from where you came from, how you came from, and understand that you need to do the same thing and understand that. Because once you understand the path where you come from, then you have a responsibility to repeat it, especially if it's positive. Especially if it's positive. If you know your great-great-daddy was king of Ethiopia, your mother was queen of Ethiopia, you need to act like you're royalty, because you are. Now, finally, take action. Ideas are worthless unless you act on them now. You can have the million-dollar idea. You can have the next best mousetrap. You can have the next best vehicle. You can have the next best app. But if you don't take action now, it always remains on that shelf, collecting dust, and it goes in a woulda, coulda, if I coulda file. Never put yourself in a position to say, what if? Which is supposed to say, I came, I conquered, I left my legacy, and that's my face on the mountain. Again, we're a little late here. We'll take a brief break. You're listening to blogtalkradio.com/TheMillionDollarIdeaNetwork. Today is the day the Lord has made. Rejoice and be glad in it. And know this, right now you're standing in your acres of diamonds.
Today, right now, you are going to war. You are going into war with your opponent. You are going to war with yourself. You are not scared. You are prepared. You are not weak. You are a machine, a freak. Are you focused?
I am focused. I am focused. I am focused.
Yes, you are. You are focused and you will not lose sight of that. Not today, not tomorrow, next week, or next year. Repeat after me. Today is my day. No one will get in the way of my dreams, of my growth, or my desire to be the very best in my chosen field. Yes, I said the best. No one has the right to take the mantle from me. I will sacrifice until I reach the very top, no matter how hard it gets. No matter how many times life beat me down, I will get up every time. I will fight tooth and nail. Desire, drive, determination, and fire, they burn within me. I will not back down. I will not relent. When my body screams no, I will scream louder. Yes, give me more. Push me harder. Because I know my courage lies in my heart. My heart is stronger than my body. No one has a stronger heart, a stronger mind. 10,000 men, and I will defeat them all with my heart alone. I am focused. I have the heart of a lion, the strength of 10, and the bleeding desire of 1,000 men. I am prepared for battle. I am prepared to soar. Come at me. I dare you. It's time for war. Respect is not given. It is earned. I don't need an alarm clock. My goals wake me, my desire wakes me, my purpose wakes me. I don't need haters to fuel my fire. My purpose is my fire. My family is my fire. My greatness is my fire. I don't need others' opinions. I have my own opinion. I have my own heart. I have my own dream. There's nothing I cannot be, do, or have. No one can tell me what I can or can't do. I decide what is possible for me. I decide what path I will choose. I will decide what sacrifices will be made, what people will walk with me, what people I must let go. I decide how big my goals are, how crazy they might seem to ordinary people. I am far from ordinary. I don't pick average anything. I am anything but average. I want more, I will be more, because I will give more, more effort, more pain, more sacrifice, more heart, more courage, and what comes next, more reward.
Welcome back to the Million Dollar Idea Network. We're talking about what we always talk about here, and it's getting you across the finish line, getting you to the top of the mountain so you can see what the Lord has brought you through in that process. Today, we were talking about the strangest secret. Plant that seed in your mind. Let it grow. But also, you're going to have to take up the weeds from snuffing your dream out. You have to be intentional in that process. You want to take a brief break? You're listening to the Million Dollar Idea Network on blogtalkradio.com/the Million Dollar Idea Network. Welcome back to the show today, and know this, that all things are possible through Christ who strengthens us, and also, I'm sure I have something to say too.
Listen to my daddy on the Million Dollar Idea Network.
Welcome back. In our final commentary today, know this, that there are habits, there are successful habits out there for you to use to get across the finish line. It's a thought process, it's a spirit process, it is a health process. Being mindful where you're at right now today, because you are standing in your acres of diamonds. But you have to believe that something can change to the positive now. You have to believe that you're supposed to have positive things happen to you now. You're supposed to believe right now that you have already won. Act as if you've already won and you have won. Those that think they are right or will win, they will win. Those that think they will lose, will lose. But don't get caught up in your mind that you don't deserve to win because you do. Don't get caught up in your mind that you don't deserve the best because you do deserve the best. Are those the kind of thoughts going in your head right now? Be intentional in your process and feed yourself some food. Because if you don't feed your spirit some food, it's going to starve. If you don't feed your mind some thought food, it's going to starve. If you don't feed your body healthy food, your body will starve. And that's what you don't want to happen. You, I've already won. And for today, that is all I got. Be blessed and highly favored. Know this. God loves you. I love you. And with him on your side, that's all you need. Copyright 2015. Be blessed and highly favored. Love your true self, and your true self is there for the positive and for the future for the rest of your life. God loves you. See you in 24 on the radio.